hut construction under a swastika. During the Nazi era, buildings with symbolic significance were constructed for political purposes. One such example is the Martin-Busch-Hütte in the Ötztal. Originally, the hut was supposed to be named Hermann Göring-Haus and served as a part of the Nazi regime's ideological influence on the German and Austrian Alpine associations. Even before World War II, plans existed to replace the deteriorating Samoa hut with a modern alpine refuge. After the Anschluss in 1938, the project gained momentum. Architect Walter Bettenstedt designed a functional and modern structure. The original site was planned for a ridge, but the location was later shifted to a more sheltered spot. The Nazis provided financial support for the project, and Hermann Göring personally donated 1,000 Reichsmark. In recognition of this contribution, the hut was to bear his name. Construction began in 1939, but faced repeated delays due to the war. By 1940, the shell was largely completed, but crucial elements such as heating, plumbing and furnishings were still missing. Material shortages and a lack of labor prevented the hut from being finished during the war. After 1945, the unfinished building remained unused for several years. In the 1950s, the project was revived and the remaining construction work was completed. The hut was renamed Martin-Busch-Hütte after a prominent supporter of the Alpine Association. It was officially inaugurated in 1957.